Did I get the right coordinates? Is this even the right planet? Looks so blue! Oh well, here we go! Oh no, this is going to be one rough landing! Oh god! Oh, that is a rough landing! I bet you there is good content on that program. Oh well, I better go introduce myself to the inhabitants of this planet. Greetings, Earthlings. My name is Wilbuxy Elbuxy, and I have come from the planet Blind Quartet. I want to tell you how great my planet is, so I'm going to tap you into the data stream. You can listen in on the communications as they go along. Here, listen and see what you think.
Good morning, Blind Cool Tech listeners. It's November 21st. What is today? It's Monday. Let's see. 21st, yes, okay. Well, I thought it might be. I hope you will join Jake and I for the walk in this morning on a brisk Monday morning. I'm not sure what the temperature is. Let's see, I don't think I need any lunch. Let me make sure Fred has water. I've got a couple of things to chat with you about this morning. I've actually been making notes. We got an incredible recording from Don Ball of the Christmas parade in Raleigh, North Carolina. Done with the Eddie Roll R1 that you probably actually have heard by now. It's in the process of being uploaded at the moment. Let's see, what am I forgetting? Oh, my dog. This is definitely a morning to pull out the heavier leather jacket. You know, I've got lunch at work. So we don't need to worry about that. Let's get the horse saddled up here. My Jakesters. Jakesters had a long weekend. He's ready to go for a big walk, come on, buddy. On there, buddy. Okay. We're off. Now, I think the timing is such that we won't have too much traffic. That was the plan. All right, little buddy. Downstairs. Well, let's see. What should we start with? One thing I wanted to be sure and mention is that, well, few of our Blind Cool Tech listeners are getting their own podcast going, and this is really cool. Very excited about that. Mary Emerson, in fact, has got hers going. And I don't remember the URL. Feed address, so I hope she'll call that in and provide that, or I'll provide it on the web page or somewhere. It's actually not that bad out this morning. I don't think I'll even need the gloves. Well, I had an interesting weekend getting the toilet fixed and doing podcast business and getting a few leaves raked up. Or not raked, really. I much prefer the taking the lawnmower and mulching them. But they're not as fun to jump in that way either. And we're going to go here and make a left. Just gonna stop and hit. Good boy, that buddy. For those of you new to Blind Cool Tech, welcome. And don't get in a giant rush, because often this is a slow-paced show. It's really meant more, to put your earbuds in, kick back a little bit, maybe listen to this while you do some chores around the house, or I'm sitting back with a cup of coffee. So you're not gonna come in here and get 28 minutes worth of knowledge in 12 minutes. You may not get any minutes of worthwhile knowledge out of this. But you might. We hope you do. We do know that it won't be fast-paced, though. Right, Steve? Steve Bauer, in fact, submitted a very thoughtful piece that we aired or podcasted on Saturday, and one of the items that he spoke about was using children as sighted guides. Can I comment a little bit about that? And then Jeff Armstrong sent in a nice letter to the list. Jeff is a heck of a writer. I've meant to read a couple of his on the casts, but I'll try to hit a couple of points of this. And he basically concurred with my views of using especially your own children as sighted guides and at a fairly young age. And he brought out a good point that I didn't mention, and that's the burden to the child, the extra weight of responsibility. And you know, that is going to really depend on the child as well. I think too that no matter how responsible the child, you can probably hear that light when you went by there, buzzing. No matter the responsibility level of the child, I think it's your responsibility to make sure that you use what you might call defensive game techniques until you really trust the person, of course. And, you know, this is not a bad idea to use on anyone that's new at Sighted Guide. Especially, I've done Sighted Guide with people, for people, except I would, in my case, it wouldn't be Sighted Guide. Well, yeah, it would. It would be Jake is the Sighted Guide. And, you know, I've had him lead me and one or two other people. And first of all, I want to say that I think any of the guide dog schools will tell you right up front, this is not a recommended behavior. There's no way that dog can be responsible for caring, for guiding three people. So it's important to explain that, you know, those people behind you are really on their own. They need to be using their cane. And, you know, if they knock someone off, you cannot correct that dog for that. You can't even, fuss at him or anything. I mean, it's not his, job to guide two or three people. He's a one-person dog. Any dog. But with children, thank you so much for the lighter traffic. You need to be just as responsible with that cane. Responsible seems to be the word of the day here. As you would be if you were the second or third person in chain on a guide dog guiding. You know, at first especially, use that young person, that child, as a means of getting from point A to B, and use the cane for obstacle avoidance, or danger avoidance. Also point out for new listeners, we're in Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm Larry Scoot Con. We are walking to work with my guide dog Jake, and he is fired up this morning. We do this periodically on this cast. It's just a good way to have a chat with you guys, and I, as I've said in a few casts, it's actually quite therapeutic to walk and have a conversation with your friends. And even though I look like I'm just talking to myself, I'm actually having a nice conversation with you all. And it is therapeutic. I thoroughly enjoy it. I don't like to do it twice. I mean, if I have something to say and the recorder doesn't work, that I do not like. But knock on wood, we've been fairly fortunate along those lines in the last several weeks, months maybe even. I've got a note been wanting to talk with you all about for quite some time, but before I get to that, I want to say that you want to be sure and catch our Thanksgiving special, which should be coming out. Good boy. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Has it gone past that way yet?
No.
Maybe
a nice chorus good morning, as opposed to a chorus one. But we have got, actually the highlight of the show is Kai Jong has done an incredible Thanksgiving surprise for us. And we'll start the show out with that. And, I'm afraid the rest will probably definitely be anticlimactic. This is... I wish I could come up with some content to equal this. But it really captures the flavor of Blind Cool Tech. So be looking forward to that. I normally don't have time to produce those types of, maybe you call it a studio show or whatever. during the week, but of course this is the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So I'm going to make a concerted effort to get her finished up. I do have bowling Tuesday night, so if I'm don't get the bulk of it done tonight, I will probably just take the day off Wednesday and try to finish it up. Good boy, little buddy. Yep, Jake is stepping high. He is cooking. Cooking with gas, huh, Jake? Dreams. Someone, might have been Tim Cross and Rose Combs, had brought a few points up about dreams, and maybe Jeff too. Oh, it's been a couple of weeks ago now. I've been meaning to get to it and just never did. But some of you were discussing different ways you dream. And I thought I'd throw my experiences in there with it. As someone who was sighted for 20 years and totally blind for more than that. So, I know, I think it was Tim that mentioned that he still sees in his dreams. And you know, it is the funniest thing. I do too. I see fine, I get around fine, but I've still always got my cane with me. And I'm blind, but I can see. I don't know if that makes any sense at all. Of course, that's a dream. And oddly enough, even though I've been using guide dogs for more than 20 years, and really only used a cane for, one or two years before I got a dog, I don't ever have a dog in my dreams. It's always a cane. Now the other thing, oh man, it's nice and quiet. We'll have some days we can walk to work over the Christmas holidays. This guy, I thought he was going to cut in front of me. So I stopped. We'll have some days with that. This is actually a gorgeous walk when it's not plagued with massive amounts of traffic. But I dream in full, vivid color. In fact, I've often had this dream where I was in a big room and the walls were actually some kind of multicolored shag carpet that was, you know, the colors blended into each other, and there were yellows and purples and greens and blues. Just very colorful. In fact, when I wake up, I still seems like I have residual effects of these colors. And speaking of that, on another topic, you know, I think there's a perception that most blind people just see total blackness. Good boy. Let's push the button. Good boy. Well, that bus turned right on Frankfurt. I just read a note the other day. It's kind of a tight turn, so they're going to actually start going straight in front of us and then taking the block over parallel to Frankfurt. But I don't see black at all. I actually see. Whoa. Come on, buddy, you could have waited. I actually see shimmering. Very colorful shimmering. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. And in some ways, it's like looking at a surface of a pond with a little bit of turbulence on it. Not a smooth pond. Not a great deal of breaking water or anything, but just ripples. And there's very bright reds, greens, blues, silvers, and some black. In fact, maybe the background is black. And it's really quite interesting. Now, I've told this to people before, and they're like, doesn't that bother you? No, not at all. I think it's one of those things that, you know, you saw the experiments when you were in psychology class where people would wear glasses that would make their vision appear backwards or upside down. And after an initial getting used to it period, that was perceived as their normal way of seeing things. And actually, these people would have a tough time adjusting when they removed the artificial lens. So, that's pretty much what I wanted to cover about dreaming. I just can't help but wonder why I'd even bother to have the cane if I mean I see everything in my dreams. So I don't know. Oh, back on podcasting with Mary and others of you branching out and getting your own cast going, which is fantastic. Please do send in a promotion, a promo, as they call it. That, you know, kind of gives a little description of your cast so that we can spread the word as widely as we possibly can, anyway. along the same lines as dreams, or maybe this just came up in the same context. Tim Cross brought up a point that I think is so interesting, and it definitely applies to me too. And it almost really could be considered that there are some positive aspects of blindness. And that comment that Tim made was very, very true of me too, and that is that, you know, when you meet someone, there's some odd thing that makes us provide that person with the best attributes possible. Really, whether they, I guess I mainly speak of females, but being of the male gender myself, of course, I don't really, I don't dwell on the looks either, but I have noticed more than once that I've talked with a person, a female in particular, for a few weeks or a period of time, and had attributed characteristics to them by their voice and their demeanor. And invariably, well, no, not invariably, but more times than not, you attribute much more, shall we say, beauty, elegance, what else, to the person than really is warranted. And I don't know what that says. You know, I guess your first instinct is to say, well, sort of represents the eternal optimism of man, but I don't know if that's what it is or not. So we are going to take a ride up here. You can barely hear this one. Going to stop at the bagel shop and get one of these all bagels that the beautiful young woman was telling us about. Right. Good boy. Let's push the train button, Jake. See if there's a train coming. Even though you could have already been across by the time you stop and find the button. Uh-oh, I can't find it. There it is. And it beeped, so presumably that means the coast is clear. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 steps on the other side of it. Let's wait for this car. Go ahead. All right. I got some groceries the other day to do Thanksgiving dinner. I think it'll probably be just me, Shelly, Mars, and maybe Joe. Liz is going to Kansas. Thanksgiving. Her son's in the Army, stationed in Fort Riley. I tried to talk her into going to the Thanksgiving dinner at the base there. So I was just talking with Mom and Dad yesterday, and they were thinking about going to the base in Shreveport for Thanksgiving dinner, and my daughters, my oldest two, who live down in Arkansas, are saying, oh no, that's not, that doesn't sound fun at all, but it was. have very fond memories of Thanksgiving dinners on the base in Albuquerque and Wichita. I mean, a feast was had by all decorated up. Yeah, I think we passed our spot here, little buddy. There you go. Well, maybe not. My mistake. Excuse me. I should know better than to not follow my Jakester. Well, now he's homed in on the entrance. What's up, Rick? How you doing? This cold weather ought to help you out there.
Yeah, good morning, Ellie.
Hey, Dara.
Welcome to Nancy Spiegel University.
I love that email. Right. How about...
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
What
I'd like to
like
try...
Today?
I'd like to try that all bagel.
The everything bagel?
Yeah.
What would you like on it?
Jalapeno.
Okay.
Is it? Actually, make that the urban garlic.
The herb cream cheese?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hi.
So is university in session?
Yeah.
Well, it's just about. A little early. I've got to have our coffee first.
When we have the sparse salad.
190.
Alrighty. There you are. Hey, Wildy.
Here's a dime.
Alright. Thank
and
you, ma'am.
Do you want a bag?
No, I don't need a bag.
Okay, there you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys don't learn too much now.
I don't think you really have to worry about it.
Especially now that I'm leaving, huh?
Right.
How about Jake? Take care, Will. Good doggy.
How are you,
Mom? Let's see. Let's readjust our bookport here. Well, I guess it's all right. Well, I guess Daryl and Will must ride in with Ricky. That was Ricky Ricks, who is the, man, I'm not sure exactly what his title is. He's over at Kentucky School for the Blind next door. I want to say, well, I'm director of, maybe recreation activities or the dorm program, I'm not sure which. Very active, nice guy. And then Will there, he's works at APH now. He's retired from KSB. He was the superintendent there. All right, we're going out into the street here. Walking parallel with the traffic because of the construction. New condominiums. And then that was also Daryl, who was works in the human resources department. Is that right? There's a train. Right. Let's see if we can catch some of that. Maybe we oughta. Nah, we're not close enough. Okay. Stay right. Good dog. Near as much covered as I want to this morning. One of the things I wanted to be sure and let you guys know in case you're not on the list was the running errands podcast that Chris and Marla Grabowski did was good. Morning, how are you?
Oh, a little nippy.
Are you cold?
A little bit.
Surely not.
A little bit. I know, Chris. I know. You ought to bring that.
You too. Do you work downtown or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aegon Center.
Oh, yeah?
But I've been on vacation for a week, and I really don't want to go back.
I hear you. It's time.
Really,
I think I'm thinking about taking a week or two here. It is. You take care now and have a good one. I've been saying hi to that lady for a couple of years and honestly don't know her name or anything. It's funny, you have acquaintances like that. I think I have 3 or 4 people that sometimes you see them daily, just in passing, and you know, you kind of have your little things with them. Actually, make it about 4 or 5. But anyway, somehow the end of that cast got cut off, so we did re-upload it. And then the feedback from Saturday, the 05 NOV19 feedback show, had some ID3 tags in it that caused it not to play in Media Player. So I guess that's one of the additional checks I need to do before I actually let that thing go. So those are both corrected and back up there. And if you got one of the bad ones, you can go into your juice receiver or iPodder. I'll talk about in particular juice, which used to be iPodder. Of course, there's lots of other pod catching clients, but to re-download those, just go to the View menu. Good boy. And hit S for subscriptions. Go arrow down till you get to Blind Cool Tech and then Tab. And you'll have a list of all the individual shows. So move down to those two shows and press the space bar on each of them, and it'll change the status to download or something, ready to download or something like that. And then just hit your F5 key, or if you want to do it the long way, go to Tools and oh man, what's that command? I never even go there anymore. Scan, maybe? Yeah, whatever that top one is on that menu. Hey. Crossing the driveway at KSB now. I haven't had my coffee yet this morning or anything. Yeah, we were talking about there at with Daryl's. He sent an email inviting me to Nancy's Bagel University in the mornings. They all sit around and chat, learn things. Something is poking me in the leg here. I'm gonna adjust the things in my pocket. Okay. All right, little buddy. Oh, what else have I got on my list? Notes here. I tried to actually put them somewhere where I could have got to them a little easier while I was walking, but my pockets filled up. I've got the notes on my DS2 here. Now let's see what we got. Inside, little buddy. Bill Blue got a nice letter back from the project manager at M Audio, and Bill wrote him back and made some suggestions about several things that would be not only rudimentary accessibility, but going beyond a little bit. And the guy wrote back and said that this was actually a good time to get this letter. So they're in a new development phase. I think he said they were starting within 90 days or so. So they're actually going to implement many of the suggestions. The ones that they can. He explained that some of them they cannot, like playing audio cues and a few other things. So that was good news. Well, the more I hear you guys raving about this R1, though, I'm going to have to give it another chance. Good doggy, little buddy. So, good work, Bill. I'm glad to see that's happening.
The credits page.
Ah, the credits page. I don't know if you all are aware of this or not, but all the sweepers and intros and extras are available for you to download on the credits link on the Blind Cool Tech website. Morning, fellas! I guess I'll have to continue this a little later, but if you're interested in starting your career cast or whatever out with one of those, don't feel obligated to, but or if you just want to check out the cool sounds, they are there. All right, you all have a good one, and we will catch you next time. Thanks for listening to Blind Cool Tech. It is cold out there, Giz.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at www.blindcooltech.com. Send an email to blindcooltech@gmail.com or leave a comment on our comment line at 206-984-9203.